Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With so many great Doctor Who characters, it's a shame many don't get the opportunity to stick around for longer. It's just hard to watch such fantastic characters and not wish that they could have had a shot at the big leagues of traversing the universe with the Doctor themselves, as they seem to have all it took to be bloody brilliant. With all that in mind, I'm Will for Who Culture, and here are 9 Doctor Who characters who would have made great companions. 9. Richard Mace. I dearly wish that after the visitation, Richard Mace was forced to escape in the TARDIS with the Doctor. He wouldn't have lasted more than a few episodes, half a season at the most, but it would have been brilliant while it lasted. I don't think we've ever had someone so ill-suited for life with the Doctor, someone so apathetic and straight-up lazy he can't even work up the effort to run from danger. He was hilariously dramatic and completely uninterested in being a hero. Just thinking about him on intergalactic adventures is enough to make one laugh. His dynamic with the Doctor and companions would have been interesting, but alas, he was only featured in one story. Regardless, Richard Mace was a gem. 8. Tish. Given that the interactions between Tish and Martha were really the only redeeming aspects of the Lazarus experiment, I think the writers really missed a trick in not letting her travel in the TARDIS for a few episodes. She's proven that she's brave and intelligent, and seems far more naturally sympathetic to the Doctor than her shrewish mother. And if there'd ever been an added sister dynamic, maybe less of Martha's personal storyline would have revolved around making moon eyes at the Doctor. It would have been cool to have a companion and her sister traveling around for a few episodes. And it could have raised the stakes for the season 3 finale, too. All I'm saying is that if the Doctor was willing to let Jackie into the TARDIS, Tish should have been an easy decision. 7. Chayla, Snake Dance. I'm always on board with having more male companions, especially when they're as cool as Chayla. He's exactly the type of unique, insightful person the Doctor would want in his corner. While the rest of the people in Snake Dance treat the Doctor like a dangerous madman, Chayla is open-minded enough to realize almost immediately that he might actually have a point about the Mara. It takes a certain strength of character to throw aside your preconceived notions, especially when your friends and colleagues think you're insane. Chayla is immensely resourceful and unceasingly helpful to the Doctor throughout the entire story. He gets along great with the crew, and it's easy to envision him working well in a number of other episodes. It's just a shame that 5's TARDIS was already operating at full capacity when they met. 6. Linda. Look, I don't care that it was signposted about a mile and a half away that Linda was obviously going to die and be the person the Doctor couldn't protect. I still think she would have made a great companion. Coming from this odd, futuristic society that's being held back intellectually would have been an interesting angle to play with the character. Unfortunately, Rose would have probably gotten her back up at the new blonde who'd be coming along in the TARDIS, so ultimately it wouldn't have worked out without some major rewrites. It's just a little boring that almost all of the new series companions are 21st century women. Linda, on the other hand, is close enough to the traditional companion template that people know and are comfortable with, while still adding something that's a little different and exciting. She seemed to work well with the Doctor, and over the course of 2 episodes, she was sympathetic enough that we were all pretty devastated when she died. 5. D-84. D-84 is a secret agent robot. There is nothing cooler than that. Seriously, the idea of having a robot capable of independent thought and higher reasoning skills is brilliant, and it meshes so well with the Doctor Who universe, I'm shocked they didn't get more mileage out of it. I would have loved to see D84 travel around with the Doctor. Think about it, all the advantages of having a robot on board with none of the annoying logistical problems that K-9 introduced on set. It would have been far easier to incorporate him into various storylines, without having to worry about whether or not he would actually function on the sets built for different planets. Yeah, that means missing out on K-9, but they could have had D-84 during Leela's run for the show and saved K-9 for Romana. That way, everyone's happy. I can only assume they didn't go for it because his robot face is freaking terrifying. 4. Varsh. Whenever I watch Full Circle, I'm always filled with regret that Adric's brother didn't board the TARDIS in his stead. Don't get me wrong, I hate Adric a lot less than most people do, but he just wasn't the right fit for the group. They already had 3 genius-type characters in the Doctor, Romana, and K-9, and would soon be getting another in Nyssa. The TARDIS could have really benefited from the contrast that Varsh's rough-and-tumble, shoot-first-ask-questions-later approach would have provided. I loved his natural leadership, and I feel that, like Leela, he would have grown so much under the Doctor's guidance. In this case, it feels like they totally picked the wrong brother. Varsh was an interesting, multifaceted character, whereas Adric, God bless him, was just another teen genius stereotype. 3. Tim Latimer. Tim Latimer is probably one of the most interesting human characters that we've come across, but his uniqueness seems to get completely overlooked in the resolution of the Family of Blood. Exactly how psychic is this kid? How can he communicate with the Fob Watch? He seems to have an intimate bond with the Doctor and Martha even before they reveal who they are. Tim is brave, inquisitive, and selfless. I loved what he brought to the table in Human Blood, and really wished he would have hopped aboard at the end of the two-parter. Admittedly, yes, I'm a sucker for a historical companion, but I would have loved to see a clairvoyant boy from 1913 bombing around in the TARDIS. That's the teenage companion I can get behind. 2. Duggan. Honestly, when I first saw City of Death, I could not believe that having Duggan join the TARDIS crew wasn't the endgame. He immediately developed a rapport with both Four and Romana, and seemed to be the sort of guy who could take unusual situations in his stride. Duggan managed to be of actual use to the Doctor, and brought a wonderful sense of humour to the proceedings. I've always found that companions work best when they provide a stark contrast with our main character. Duggan was much more comfortable using violence to solve his problems, and it would have been fun to see him and the Doctor reconcile their very different methods. I can't imagine him sticking around the TARDIS for too long, but his interactions with the Doctor and Romana were easily worth a season or so. 1. Sally Sparrow. Only in one episode and sharing the screen with the Doctor for less than 5 minutes, Sally Sparrow nevertheless left her mark on the show. She was intuitive, brave, and had a keen knack for problem solving that the Doctor always seems to prize in his companions. Sally also fits the modern template for the companion role, so really, there's no reason why the Doctor wouldn't let her tag along for a bit. Sadly, with Carey Mulligan's rising star in Hollywood and the Weeping Angels just this side of Done to Death, we're unlikely to see a reprisal of the character we fell in love with. But Chibnall, if you're listening to this, I would totally settle for Inspector Billy Shipton as the smoothest companion we've ever had. That would be a hell of a consolation prize.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.